Yes, but you see, the main problem is that there seems to be a shortage of government money at the moment. And, well, in my country, there are so many areas we need to spend it on. It's not just education. We have to spend on health and pensions, construction, defense. There are.
But that is the case anyway, isn't it? Governments always have to prioritize.
Yes, of course. This I.
Okay. I understand that. But, what do you think? I mean, what would you prioritize?
Well, for me, education is the most important thing. Because it's our future. I would say that without education, you don't have any doctors, any teachers, engineers, scientists, you don't have
Yeah,
nobody.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you that you need a good education or a good educational system. But the thing is, when money is short, I think you have to cut a bit of everything, to be fair.
So, that's what you think?
Yes. Education is important, obviously. But so is health, so is transport, so is everything. What about you? What do you think?
Well, if I am honest, actually, I agree with Jiwoo. I think if you cut spending on education too much, then it's inevitable. You are risking your future.
Well,
You're cutting your investment in the future. And that means you will only get those problems later on.
well, I don't agree with that at all. I think you can prioritize within education spending. It doesn't have to be education or something else.
I think that's right. But you're still cutting your investments in the future.
Yes, but what about all those university courses in things like media studies or history, subjects like that? How do they help investment in the future? How do they help the economy?
You need historians, to tell you about the future.
Fine, okay, but you still haven't told us what you would cut.